Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Asubrist Radio, and now I'm here to talk to you about a brand new film that is releasing. The original film to this one was released in 2005, and it was a huge success. We absolutely loved it. Now, 16 years later, 16 years, the sequel is back. Yes, I'm talking about Bunty or Bubbly 2. Please welcome the lead actress, Shalvari Vaga, and thank you so much for joining us here today. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, I've just been checking out the trailer to your new film, Bunty or Bubbly 2. It looks absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, obviously, I mean, we know that this is your first, this is your Bollywood debut, right? I mean,
Yes.
you've done a lot in terms of as an assistant director. You've
Yes.
starred in a web series, but this is the first film.
This is
Now,
the first silver screen debut.
wow, exciting. And it couldn't have gone any better, right? I mean, you're there with Rani Mukherjee, Saif Ali Khan, an all-star cast. You're opposite Siddhartha Chaturvedi, Pankaj
Yes.
Tripathi as well. How amazing is this? So we want to hear from you. What made you go for this film as being your debut?
I mean, the first part was of course a cult hit, and I have been a big fan growing up of Bunty or Bubbly, of Rani Ma'am, Saif Sir, Pankaj Sir, all of them, so of course, I mean, there's no question of doubt why you wouldn't do this film. It's amazing. I mean, I feel lucky and I'm blessed that I got this opportunity.
And it's you're going in big footsteps, right? Because of course the original Bunty or Bubbly, and then you guys are in this one, like with of course Rani, who was in the original one. We've got Saif Ali Khan instead of Abhishek Bachchan in this one, the original Bunty or Bubbly. But you and Siddharth are playing like a new Bunty or Bubbly.
Yes, we are.
So tell us a little bit about the film, because it looks comical, it looks action-packed. How would you describe it?
I think it's a fun film. It's gonna tickle your funny bones. You have to come with your family because it's something that we've made with a lot of love. We've made it for all age groups, and I mean, the whole film is essentially a con film, and it's based on two different Bunty Bubbly jodies, and both have a huge generational gap. And of course, like they say, every generation feels like they're the best, and the other generation doesn't get them. I think this is every household, the film is based on that. So I think a lot of different generations will connect to each other, and I think we've set a war, and I mean, you'll know the results when you watch the film.
I'm intrigued. I'm really intrigued because, in a sense, you're taking on the original Bunty or Bubbly in this film. The new generation is coming in and going, Chalo, ho jaye. And then they're going, well, yeah, okay, let's see. Tell us about your character in this film.
So the new Bubbly, which I'm playing, is she's basically a child of a tech boom, and we've basically grown up on social media. We know, I mean, we can shut our eyes and type, that's the new generation. We know everything that's on the internet. We know how to stalk people. We know everything, So that's actually something that the new Bubbly is going to use to con, well, the original Bunty Bubbly. And we will see, what happens next. But Siddhant and I are definitely playing these younger, cooler, the new age Bunty Bubbly.
Well, as I said, it looks absolutely amazing, and it's interesting you should say that because, as you're saying, the new generation can literally type with their eyes closed. So that's a
Yeah, they
serious
can.
ducker. Yeah, that's a serious ducker for the original Bunty or Bubbly in that one. But we love, of course, here at Subverse Radio, we love playing the music. So we're loving the soundtrack to this one as well. A number of different songs have been released. We've got Dabruvalia, and Love
Yes.
Ju, Dik Chik. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is Love Ju because I mean, it's such a cool, catchy new slang, and I think we're always looking to make all these love emotions really cute. I mean, that's exactly how these cutie pie, babu, shona, these words come from, because everyone wants to make it something of their own, make it cuter, because I think love you has become redundant now.
Yes.
So love Jew is like the new age slang for your loved ones.
I like it. I like it. Loved you. And so we've gone from, as you're saying, like, I love you. We've had lots of things happening in Bollywood, haven't we, over the years? Ilu, ilu. And now
Yes.
it's what it needs to be. It's loved you. I like that. So I'm curious. I mean, like, you know, when the first film came out, as you mentioned, it was like a cult. So did you grow up watching that? Did you grow up thinking, yeah, you know what, I would like to do this one day? Or has it just happened?
You know, I don't think that anyone expected that there would be a sequel to such a big, huge cult film. So no, it was definitely not expected. I was really young when this film came out. I was 8 years old. So yeah, I've watched this film many, many, many times till I have grown up, and I've watched how amazing this film was. When I auditioned for the film, I did not know that I was auditioning for Bunty Bubbly 2, because you know these kind of things are very secretive. You can't have this kind of information leak. So when I got shortlisted and when I got finalized, is the day I was told that this was for Bunty or Bubbly 2. And I think I just went like yellow. I was pale. I had no idea what hit me, you know. So I had to really like breathe in and, you know, say that, you know what, I have to be very confident because I haven't gotten this film. I still need to prove myself. So I was shocked, but of course, I mean, I never dreamed that my first film would be Bunty or Bubbly 2.
Amazing. Well, your journey with Siddharth looks really on point as well. And it's
Thank
not
you.
been easy in terms of releasing this film, right? Because of
Yeah.
COVID. It's been delayed a couple of times. I mean, it was originally meant to come out in June last year, right?
Yes.
And
Yes,
then
yes.
again, April. So how has that been for you? You know, has it been frustrating, or has it been one of those, okay, you know what, it'll happen at the right time?
You know, I truly believe that whatever happens, happens for a reason. And no matter, because I actually have struggled for 7, 8 years to reach this day. And while I have seen a lot of rejections, and at that point, I thought that, you know, this is the worst that can happen or whatever. But I never knew that I would get this film or I would be here. And this is the best that has happened. You know, so whatever it is, it's always been a blessing in disguise. And I truly believe that no matter the delays, I'm sure we will come out with a bang and people will come to the theaters and they will love it.
Absolutely. Well, talking about the theatres, it is releasing on November the 19th. So finally,
Yes.
this film is out. I'm loving the trailer. I cannot wait, Shalvani. I have to say, I cannot absolutely wait to go and see this. What would you like to say to your fans and to the listeners right now?
I would just love to tell them that we've made this film with a lot of love, with a lot of affection, and we hope that you all come to the theaters with your family, your friends, you'll enjoy, you'll have a great laugh, because this year has been really tough on all of us, and we are just hoping that we can make you forget about the bad times a little, give you all this happy, fun joyride, and send you all back home with a smile on your face.
Oh, I'm sure that that is definitely a done deal, because I couldn't stop smiling just after watching the trailer. So, as I mentioned, I can't wait. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Shavari. It's lovely to have you here on Subrush
Thank you
Radio.
so much. Thanks a lot. It was so good to talk to you.
Thank you.